Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast, and I am delighted to have another opportunity to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's this amazing picture of the Lord Jesus Christ given to us by the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, where he says, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus." And then he goes on and he tells us how Christ did things. For he says, "Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant." Now then, the apostle is saying to us all, here's the way I want you to live. And of course, if we believe that the apostle Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, which I do, then I've got to face this, that this is how God wants us all to live. And that's how he wants me to live. That's how he wants you to live. What way? What way? He wants us to live the way Christ did. And not just in all the little deeds, because we couldn't do that, but it's the attitude that Christ had. He wants us to have the same mind that Christ had, the same attitude. This should be your attitude towards life, the way Christ approached life. That should be the very way we think, the way Christ thought about things. And so he doesn't mean, when he says to have the same mind that Christ has, he doesn't say have the same IQ or the same intellect or the same learning. No, no, what he's getting at here and what the Word of God is getting at is, look, let's have the same approach to life, the same motivation in life as the Lord Jesus has. And so over this next few days, we're going to look at this little phrase, "Let this mind be in you." And we're going to see what Christ's attitude to life was. Now here he was, the eternal almighty God, but he came to earth. And he laid down, and coming to earth, he laid down his rights to be recognized as God. He made himself of no reputation, became a servant, became obedient unto death. You know something? Here's God made himself of no reputation. And we spend so much time worrying about what people think about us. Now, don't we? Come on, be honest. But Jesus made himself of no reputation, so let this mind be in you. You know, I think one of the reasons why so many Christians I know do not evangelize is that they're scared about what people will say about them. But listen to me, my dear friend. We follow the Lamb, the Savior, who made himself of no reputation. He didn't really care what everybody thought about him. He was God. How high is that? I mean, that's beyond comprehension. Yet he became human. He laid down his rights to be seen as God. He laid down his reputation. He made himself a nothing, a nobody, so that he could redeem people. Hey, listen to me. He's wonderful. If you don't know him, put your trust in him today and ask him to save you, and he will. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.